Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, buddy, we got a good one today.
Hot damn.
And hello.
Hi. Also that.
It's August 10th, 2023, and today we have a man who changed his name for show business.
Ooh.
Or maybe juicy. Just for other reasons. I don't know. But he's not going by his birth name. And it's that should be fascinating. But also, he's a funny dude. He was just been on the last two episodes of Doug Loves Movies. And when he goes on these podcasts, he brings his own musical accompaniment.
No way. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So if you're feeling sleepy today, this one might really wake you up. Are you ready to meet Morgan J?
Let's do it!
You're so excited about this music part.
I am.
I want to get him to do a sting for us that we could use later. Ooh. But anyway, let's go to work. Hello, Morgan J. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. It's a lovely Thursday afternoon here in Los Angeles, and just getting some work done. Nice little break to chat with y'all. So
I feel like I just threw to you for the weather.
Yeah, it's sunny. Really? It's partially cloudy. It's probably it's not too humid. Humid's over at about 65%. So you know. Good day to get your car washed, Angelinos.
How's that theme song for Good Morning Los Angeles go?
It goes a little bit like, hey, what's going on, y'all? It's time for Good Morning Los Angeles. Get all your weather, news, and sports here. KTL, I don't know. KTLA? Okay.
Man, yeah, it's going to be up a boring hour.
I made
hour.
Up a show. There isn't a show called Good Morning Los Angeles. I made it up.
I could clarify that.
Yeah. Just that's why I needed a theme song is because it doesn't exist. How are you dealing with being a champion on Doug Loves Movies? For like, you know, you're a champion for a week and then suffering a crushing defeat on your second outing.
I gotta be honest with you, Doug. I feel like I was robbed because I won the first round, and if the board is cleared, like, I thought you get a point per round. So if Arden had a point the second round, we should have had a tie break off because she won the second round.
If it worked how you thought it worked.
You know, I just assume the world works the way I want it to. So this was a huge shock to me on the podcast.
It was honestly, the week before when you won, you ran away with it. So that's why
right.
I thought that the earlier rounds actually factored in because I think you just won everything, right?
I really did kind of nail it.
I guessed
everything, honestly, for the most. Well, except John Carter. That one I knew.
You're like a horse, you know, a horse in a race that, like, you know, beats the others by so far. When it's over, the jockey's like, there were other horses.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was very much like that.
And then the next time, you know, and I wouldn't blame your misunderstanding of how it works. You know, it's just it's just how it goes.
I mean, I recorded shortly after that. I recorded my own podcast about your podcast, kind of talking about the injustices podcast. And the rules, the way the way things kind of didn't make a little make sense, you know?
I don't think you cared for the fact that I was wearing blackface during the whole thing.
It was
that
honestly very it was uncomfortable.
What? It's an audio podcast. Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. So you guys people
do something
listen,
horrible, at least be seen doing it, right?
Well, thank God you're not doing it for this podcast. I know.
Wouldn't that be weird? The like private blackface, like somebody just puts it on all
just for a quick get
they
together. Or like
they
a lunch.
Never take it outside. Like the doorbell rings, they wash up quick.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, you know, Doug's over there laughing because he understands what you're going through, Morgan, because he never wins when he comes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's true.
Doug loves movies. And so now you're both in the same boat, but you're always both.
He's a loser. Let's go.
So it makes me feel peppy about it. At least
that's right.
Morgan, you are Los Angeles based, as you mentioned. You're in Los Angeles right now, but did you start doing comedy here or elsewhere?
I was doing stand-up in New York. I started when I was 20 in 2007, and I did stand-up in New York for about 5 years, and then I did stand-up in L.A. for a year, and then I, you know, slowly transitioned to the music, and then I've been doing that for, I guess, about 10 years now, so we're, you know, we've been in it for a minute.
Yeah, and I saw you the first time we probably met before that, but the first time I'm very aware of you was when we did a show put together by Jesse May Peluso.
That's right.
A Jam in the Van. Where you went on at the beginning and did your thing, which was hilarious because you just, you know, you have a guitar and you,
just kind of mess around a little bit.
You improvise with, you talk to the audience, you do like crowd work, but with music. And it was That's so right. fun to watch that I was like, hey, keep doing that during my set. And then you ruined my set. No, okay. And then,
yeah, I did. I did.
And no, we had a great time because it's just, I just love that sort of thing. It's stand-up comedy, anything that, you know, kind of, you know, other than heckling from the audience, like something that's sort of like I gave somebody permission to intrude in ways that I'm not going to expect, you know?
I was honestly honored and surprised, you know, Doug, I've watched you do comedy even before I started doing comedy. I'm not saying that you're old. I'm just saying that
you're just shouting it into it.
I didn't shout it. I actually my hand slipped on the buttons, and I'm just saying. So when you had asked me to come up, I was actually very nervous because I wanted to make sure I did a good job. So I was because you know I thought it was very cool for you to ask me to do that as somebody who was a fan of yours before I even really started doing comedy. You know what I mean?
Well, I was very confident in your abilities from what I saw. You know,
what's crazy is I learned guitar that day before the show, so that's why I was so scared. Yeah, you guys don't realize that.
Talk about pressure! Yeah. Holy crap!
Yeah.
all right. Well, before we get into the meat of this thing, I was wondering if you could do us a favor and, you know, like when we come back from commercial, it's always just like, hey, we're back. And then I just, you know, keep talking, but I was thinking it'd be fun to have a Wide World of Doug's music sting that we play when the ads are back. That's also a good way to let people know because the ads, a lot of them is just me talking. So, when you're fast forwarding, it's hard to know when to, you know what I mean? So if we put in this little musical sting, maybe people, that'll be easier for them to fast forward to the
app. We can do that. I'm getting another beat queued up, and I think I got something for you.
All right, cool. It's got to be short. You know, it's got to be under 20 minutes.
Okay. I got you. Oh wait. Do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah. We're recording this, so that's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, world. let me do it again.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Okay, I'll leave it that way if you want.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny to just come back with that every time. No, give us a good one. Hello.
Did we lose him?
Did I fuck up?
Did he mute?
Oh my bad! I had muted myself because I was testing it out. Let me do it one more time. Let me do it. Let me do it one more time. Here we go. Welcome back to the Worldwide of Ducks. Welcome back to the Worldwide of Ducks. Welcome back. Does that work?
Sure. Now I'll just do just put the words "Wide World of Dougs" like to music. Just say just that.
Oh, Wide World of Dougs. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Just say just
wide,
that.
Wide World. Okay.
Wide World of Dougs.
Oh, that's sweet. All right. So we got.
Let me do it again. Let me do it again with a little bit more pan delay. Let me do that.
Okay.
Wide World of Dougs.
Yeah, that's nice.
This whole thing seems like
real soothing. Setup.
Do you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
I've done jingles sometimes for companies. I haven't done a lot of it, but it's like they come back with the weirdest notes, and it's like they'll tell you to make these tiny adjustments in words that you can't say or use, or don't do that, or the way you said something. And I tell them to go suck my butt. I said, you take it or leave it. No, I don't do that. I need the money.
Why don't you put that expression to music?
Okay.
Why don't you suck my butt? Yeah.
It works for everything. It's so fun.
It's, you know, when you're not good at telling jokes, music is a great fallback. You know what I mean? No, my stand-up was okay, guys. My stand-up was okay, but the music is just more fun, and I like it.
Even if you're good at telling jokes, music trumps telling jokes. It just
does.
Music doesn't have to be that funny. It just has to be, you know, decent music, you know? It's wild.
No, and during some of my shows, when I do like an hour, I have a lot of sing-along stuff, and like, it's not the most hilarious thing, but I notice people are so excited. They don't know they're going to be as happy as they are singing, because the last time they ever sang in a group was like in kindergarten. You know what I mean? Or if they're like an adult choir, which I think is kind of a red flag. But other than that, you know, I don't know. I feel like adult choirs are kind of an odd thing. I don't know. I don't want to judge people. I hate that. I'm sorry.
People like what they like. You know, maybe
people like what they like.
They don't like to sing solo. You know, they like to be part of a group.
But I've been to a sex party, so who's the judge, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just a lot of practicing, which just means, you know, some song over and over again. It would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess that's also what it's like being in a musical. You know, you have to hear that shit over and over again.
You know, they asked Dan Wilson, he's the guy who wrote Closing Time. He was on this podcast and they were talking like, do you hate singing that song over and over again? He's like, that song is awesome. I love singing it. And I just like that. I like that. Like, yeah, I wrote a good song and I will sing it all the time. You know?
Yeah. The trouble is he sings it halfway through the set. People all get up and leave.
I tell you what, some artists do.
He's got to close with it.
Some musical artists, and I respect them. They'll, not to get on a tangent, but they will front load. If they're like an established legendary artist, they might front load their set with all of the hits that people want to hear, so that in the later half of the set they can just do what they want, you know, without the pressure of like, are they gonna play it, you know. So I appreciate that. You give the audience their money's worth, and then you do the stuff that you want to do, you know.
There's bands, if they have one hit that's eclipsed all the others, or even just like a one-hit wonder. I've seen shows where a band will open and close with the hit.
I have a friend who's a big-time musician. He plays like three versions of the same song throughout his set. He does like an acoustic. Well, he does the band version and then the acoustic version, and then he'll do like some other like encore version of it because people love it so much. So, you know, to each his own.
I was on a cruise that was themed around the band Train, so wrap your head around that. But
wait, I've heard of this cruise. I've heard there was a Train cruise.
Yeah, it's like sail away. They have some name for it. Sail away with Train, and it's every year this company does a lot of rock cruises. So I've worked with them a lot. I love rock cruises. This story isn't about attacking anybody or anything, but I was on the Train cruise. And they perform like three big shows over the course of the cruise, just on the pool deck, and everybody that's on the boat can all just stand around and watch them. It's pretty fun way to see a concert. So I saw all their shows, but they have that song "Drops of Jupiter." That's like,
I'm looking at their hits right now.
Everyone is insanely into "Drops of Jupiter." So
It's amazing how many hits fans, this band has.
Yeah, they have a lot of known songs. So they rattle all of those off. And then they, you know, they're doing three shows in this boat. So they try to do completely different shows. So the first show, they did a bunch of their hits and other songs. And then they closed with Drops of Jupiter. Then the second show, they did some different songs and then closed with Drops of Jupiter. And then the third show, the final show on the boat, the lead singer, it's like, hey, guys, if we don't do Drops of Jupiter tonight, it'll be the first time in 3,000 some hundred, you know, like huge number of performances that we didn't close with Drops of Jupiter. Don't you think that would be cool? No!
Oh, my God.
Just lose them into having to sing it.
Oh, no.
But honestly, you know, that's kind of like that. I feel like a certain level of owing the audience a little bit, because if they spend, you know, several hundred dollars, you know, pay for parking, you know, they hired a babysitter or whatever it is, they did, you know, they're in their 40s doing Molly because they have a night off. Like, I feel like we owe them Drops of Jupiter, you know?
Yeah. But you know, three times in almost as many days, it's like a 4-day cruise. So they're thirsty for the drops.
I see.
They didn't want to give the guy his one night where he didn't have to fucking sing that song. And they're just like, no, that's the song. That's what Train is. Drops of Jupiter. Go.
Have you ever seen a band perform and they seem kind of totally checked out of the songs, the performances?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody but the front man in most popular music groups. But it's, you know, but also, define checked out, you know, some of the best, you know, George Harrison never seemed that into it, but holy shit, what a guitar player, you know? And
you've seen singers that are just wasted. They're checked out in that way. And then there's also like a form of checked out where like the whole band will have all the, like, you know, high guitar kick, like choreographed stuff down. But it feels like they're in robot mode. It's like, is this really you, or is this just kind of you're going through the motions?
Yeah,
different ways to check out.
There's a video of Smash Mouth. they did like a country fair, and there was a video on TikTok that went viral because the lead singer of Smash Mouth was like utterly wasted. He like wasn't singing any of the words. Was
this like right at the beginning of like lockdown or something? Like,
let me see if I could put this
I remember Smash Mouth at like height of lockdown, like I gotta pandemic. They were the first band to just like, let's go back to work.
I'll put the link in the chat and you guys could take a look at it if you want. You could fast forward a little bit. But the lead singer looks like your drunk uncle going crazy. He's just oh my God. What a bummer this is. Oh God. Just take a look at it. It's just kind of such a bummer. I know we're getting off a tangent, but it's wild.
At people though. I've heard him like, there's been instances of like, he'll really argue with people on Twitter and stuff and, you know, look, say you know, that to my face kind of stuff.
Look, you live, you die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain, you know? And he's in this villain era, and I think we're going to come, like, you know, a lot of people were shitting on Nickelback, and now everybody's like, you know, Nickelback's pretty good, you know? And so it just goes in, you know, everybody just wants to hate a little bit, and then they're like, oh, we shouldn't have hated so much, you know, it's actually pretty good. You know,
there's a big movie out right now that's very pink that I don't want to name by name because we're, you know, it's made by a massive struck company, but, that being said, there's a Rob Thomas song, or I should say Matchbox 20 song, that appears in the movie. And when it comes on, the people in the audience laugh. But at the same time, I feel like it's kind of a compliment to him. But he, you know, he just sort of went in an interview. He was just like, yeah, what are you going to do? You know, I can't get mad about it. I mean, it's, you know, it's probably making a lot of money.
Am I going to be mad about the millions of dollars I made off this song?
Yeah, he can't be mad about it. But, you know, I mean, people still can be mad about, you know, they still can be bitter about things even when they're successful. So, like, you know, it's just funny that the audience laughs when this song comes on. But I think it's, just out of, it's just such a perfect moment to use that song is why it's funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad song. It's just kind of a romantic song that was of its day or whatever. And we don't hear it much anymore. We still hear Smooth like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think that might be one of the most played songs.
There you go. I can't believe the kazoo cut didn't get more, more play. Did you hear that Taylor Swift's putting out all of her records again, but kazoo versions?
It's great. It's honestly monumental, and it all has to do with Scooter Braun and licensing. It's all licensing. It's all a money grab.
Yeah, well, it's also like this new one she just put out, 1989, which is just, you know, the whole album remade. She added tracks that didn't make the album the first time around, and she's like, I don't know why these didn't make it in. They're all bangers. And, I'll be the judge of that, Taylor, is what I said when I heard that.
Admittedly, I've never heard a Taylor song from start to finish, and I hate to be that person, but I just, I don't know.
How do you do it? Like, do you just run out of the restaurant or jump out of the Uber or what?
I don't even realize it's her. I'm sure. I'm like, oh, this is either like Carrie Underwood or Demi Lovato. It could be anybody. It could be any one of these pop singers, you know?
So, I guess. But I would think you have more of an ear for specific.
I just kind of want to date her and have her write a song about me. I think that'd be cool. We'll write songs about each other.
I wish you luck in that, my friend. All right.
Maybe she'll adopt my last name. Let's get into Wide World of Dogs. Let's go. Segway.
Well, before we talk about your name, there is another stage to this interview. that's some warm-up questions, starting with, that are semi-related to the overall topic, but we're starting with, what is your tattoo situation?
I have one tattoo, and it's on my
just
left.
Just the one.
I have one tattoo.
Oh, that's rare.
On the bottom, my calf, on my left leg, on the back of it, on the meaty part of the calf.
And is it a meaty calf?
You know, it's just, you know, it's, I just thought that'd be the right way to describe it, you know, because there's
just
like,
say meaty calf.
Oh, so the tattoo isn't a meaty calf.
No. It's actually just the word left calf. Sometimes I get my limbs confused. And so I wanted to make sure I knew which one I was looking at. No, it's a little heart, you know, on my, my father died of cancer when I was six, and he was a musician in Argentina. Like a little pop star in Argentina, and the first guitar I had a little heart on it. And then, so all the guitars I play have this little heart on it. If you'll see my videos, they have this little heart on it. And then I just got this little tattoo on I just wanted one that wasn't like too visible in case I, you know, my partner, she's a makeup artist, and she's always telling me how absolutely annoying it is to cover tattoos on film sets. And she was like, just get a tattoo somewhere where like it won't be an issue. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like work. A makeup artist can't brag about the work because all it is just making something not exist.
No, honestly, you know? She definitely does. If I told you what she was doing right now, you're going to be shocked. Can I tell you what she's doing right now?
Is she the new armorer on Alec Baldwin's movie?
because there's a strike.
That would shock me. That would really shock me.
Well, because there's a strike going on. There's obviously like not work for makeup artists. So she called morgues all over LA County and asked if they needed somebody to do makeup on the. Apparently, you don't say dead bodies. You say the decedents. And she found that, she learned that very quickly. And essentially, the funny thing about this, she was telling me about the little phone interview she had, and the woman asked her, why do you want to do this? And she was like, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to work a makeup counter at like Nordstrom. And I think this probably pays more money. And she's like, it does. And that makes sense. Because I thought about it. Wow. Like if you're interviewing for this job and they said, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this? And you were like, I just love dead bodies. I love them. I love them so much. I want to paint their faces. You know, I feel like that would be a red flag. So I feel like nobody gets into this, you know.
If I was a makeup artist and somebody said, why do you want to make up dead people? I'd say, because I hate small talk.
Right. Watch, she gets fired. She just paints clown faces on all of them, and the woman's like, "What the? What are you doing?" She's like, "I just wanted to experiment. It'd be fun."
How horrible would that be? Like, your grandfather's dead, and you look in the casket at the funeral, and it's like clown makeup or some shit. And it's so such a wild concept.
It's crazy what you don't see in the conversation we had yesterday. Because it was her first day, they're like apprenticing, and then she's doing her first body as we speak.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so basically there's like something called leakers. So sometimes you'll embalm a body, but then they start leaking fluid, and then you got to like put them in plastic wrap. There's like droopers or like skin. It's kind of nuts. And the woman at the morgue said the fastest, or what is it? The best time of season is the holidays. Because people die from drunk driving, suicide, from loneliness during the holidays. Wow. And like, there's just like a lot of deaths during the holidays, apparently. Summertime is very slow. These are things I've learned. I didn't want to bring the energy down. Guys, I didn't want to bring the energy down. Don't worry, we're going to chill today.
Right. You know, that's a good point that we should chill with some relaxing commercial messages, and then we'll be right back. And you can do a live we're back as soon as we're back, if you don't mind. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back to Wide World of Dogs. Dogs, yeah!
This turns into a scream at the end a lot of times.
Yeah.
Okay, so to recap, Morgan has one tattoo of a heart on his calf and a very nice story behind it. So no, you're not one of those people, because we find that people either just don't get tattoos, or once they've started, they get kind of addicted to it. So you're not planning to get any more?
Not really. I'm not addicted to it. I might get one more or something. Okay. It just feels too permanent. And I'm like somebody who really does let go of things. I'm not like a hoarder. If I don't have a lot of mementos of my dad, I just don't keep a lot of things. I stay pretty tidy, you know?
Yeah. And so keep that skin tidy as well.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. No. I like it. You know, now I'm getting weird, you know, bumps and marks on my skin. So I might get into the tattoo game just to like connect the dots.
I think some, like, for example, some women will get tattoos to like cover up, like if they had a baby or something, mm-hmm. to cover up certain things, which makes sense too.
Yeah.
Some people will get, nipples tattooed on them after getting like a mastectomy or something, because very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's all out there if you just want to, if you're interested in learning about
I'm getting
it.
A nipple tattooed on my nipples, and that's just for me. Nobody's gonna know but me.
I love it. I love anything that's like private. Especially when you don't even speak of it.
I'm gonna get your nipples tattooed under my nipples.
That's right. can I get a replica nipple tattoo, please? That's funny.
Oh my god! You guys, have you ever read Nippleless Nippleby?
That's not. Is that a real thing?
No. It's just, I just took Nicholas Nickleby and changed it to Nipples Nippleby, which I do every time.
I'm literally Googling Nipples Nippleby. Now I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, sorry.
And then a bunch of porn videos popped up. God,
that would be, that would be a good name for an animal. What's your lifetime number of times where you've named something that lives, an animal?
I've never named anything.
You've never had a
I don't even name my plants. We had a family pet, but I didn't, we kind of inherited it. I didn't name it, but the family pet's name was Penny, like the coin Penny, a little beagle.
Yeah. Oh,
that's an interesting name, because I can't think of a worse one. because there's such a weird coincidence. Doug Mellard's dog is named Penny.
Yeah, it's a common dog name, and I if I get a dog, I want to name the dog Yogurt or something like that.
Oh,
that or a normal human name, I think. My partner's,
right, those are always hilarious.
Yeah, my partner's dog's name is George Michael. So I'll be like, George, what do you like? It's a very, you know, I don't, it, to me it's normal, but somebody heard me say it, and they were like, it's so weird that you call him George.
After you the know? Singer or after the character on Arrested Development?
I swear to God, after the character on Arrested Development.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. He is kind of a puppy dog.
Yeah, so George Michael, two teeth.
Yeah. I have a friend, Jade, who she has a little, you know, Chihuahua kind of dog, and its name is Cheryl.
That's awesome. I love that.
It's such a perfect
I love that
dumb dog name, Cheryl.
And what's cool about that is you could put a little wig on Cheryl, make her dressed up as a nurse or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's gonna be fun. You know.
No, Cheryl's really good to go. All right. And the last question I have before we really get into it is you said you name plants. Do you plant you get?
I don't name the plants. I have a lot of beautiful plants here. I actually had a super exciting thing happen yesterday. I've been growing this plant for about 2.5 years. It's about my height now. And I discovered some nubs on the bottom of it, meaning it's sprouting like new, I don't know how to really explain it, but it's very exciting because I do have a lot of plants. I'm a plant daddy. I don't name them because sometimes I propagate where I'll create a new, like a clone, I suppose. Sure. And that's unethical, some people think, I clone the plants a little bit.
People think that?
No, yeah, I was thinking, you know, people think cloning in general is unethical. So I was just making I told you, I'm not good at telling jokes. That's why I do music. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, I could save any bad joke or reference with that, you know?
It's absolutely true. I love it. It's such a great, there used to be, Doug, I don't know if you remember this, or you probably heard me wax on about it, but like when I was an opening act or a feature act, you know, I'd say 2 or 3 times out of 10, the headliner, maybe often more times in like the 90s, would be, a music act of some kind, like a guitar or, you know, whatever.
Wait, for real?
Play. Yeah, there's a lot of music and comedy, and then somehow all these magicians and jugglers and prop acts, all these comedy bullies who just talk and don't have any other talent, have just bullied all of the variety acts out of stand-up. You know, Pee Wee Herman was a stand-up comedy act. Like, he would go up on stage as Pee Wee Herman on stand-up comedy shows.
I mean, you know? I remember watching Gallagher. I remember watching that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. Now
it was fun. One, I don't know. It was fun to watch.
Now there's one famous one of each. There's one prop guy, that's Carrot Top. There's one, ventriloquist, and that's Jeff Dunham. You know, and just across the board, there isn't even one famous juggler right now. I don't think anybody can name anybody that's out
and
there.
And I hate
juggling.
When I hear people go, they'll go to Carrot Top show, like comedians I've heard. I haven't been. I'm going to Vegas and I might go see it. But they'll go to the show and they'll come out and they'll be like, wow, that was, it was entertaining. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, no shit.
No shit, dude. He sells it out every, yeah, he's a little jacked and a lot of plastic surgery, but you know, he knows what he's doing, you know? Entertainment, yeah. I don't know. I have a whole thing about that. I don't know what happened with being, why it's so bad to just be like entertaining. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You know, the trouble is with Carrot Top in the early days of his career, if the airlines lost his luggage, he didn't have an act.
Yeah, that is, I know it's kind of, we're joking a little bit about that, but that's actually, I think about if I lose my guitar or it breaks, I would have to somehow, I don't know, figure something out. That's why, why
hopefully
I'm like,
you won't play any cities that have no guitars, like they've been outlawed.
Well, some cities it might be hard to find. Well, that's why I'm loading all the music into this little looper machine. If that ever happens, like if I break, also if like I break a hand or something, and I can't play,
that's really planning ahead. Wow.
And also, yeah, I can't
get my head chopped off. I'd be ready for that.
I think about every eventuality because I'm an anxious person.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't name your plants, but have you stooped to naming a car or boat or any other thing that, you know, is not alive?
Yeah, I named my last car Mr. Tomato because it's super red and it just looks like a tomato. So we just like Mr. Tomato. So
that'd be an interesting dog name too.
Mr. Tomato. Yeah. I like that too.
That is, especially for tiny dogs, adding a Mr. or Mrs. or Princess or any shit like that is
Mr. Tomato. And then I would get like a cat or like a sister sibling pet and name it Mr. Potato.
Oh my God.
Mr. Tomato and Mr. Potato.
And people will come over and say potato and tomato, and then you have a song.
Well, you know, there is a, do you have any pets? Do you guys have any pets?
Yeah. He has a dog named Penny. Are you higher than
me? Right. Oh, Penny. That's right. I'm a terrible listener, but like there's this joke about like pet owners. What, like they'll be like, what is the original name that you gave your pet? And then what do you call the pet like several years later? Because it like changes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So you might call your dog, you know, like Penny, and then you call it like, you know, P Meister. And now you're calling it something like,
oh, there's so many. Yeah.
Professor Moneybags. And it just sure. like morphs, you know?
Yeah. Cause if
today,
you're
doing, she's
if it's
Mr.
you
Tomato.
And the dog, if it's you and a dog, they'll act like they know what you're, you know, anything you call them, they'll look at you like, yeah, what?
Yeah,
because you're talking to them. You're talking right at them.
I don't think cats know their name. My girlfriend maintains that her cat's is named Winifred, after the witch from Hocus Pocus, and I don't like that name, and I don't think the cat knows the name. She's like, the cat knows your name. Watch, she'll say the name, and the cat does nothing. So I doubt the cat knows its name. Cat doesn't care.
No, I think the cat, like if it's time to eat and she's making sounds that are like, you know, have a up sound at the end of it, you know, like a positive sound.
Sure.
You know, which is how the lilt of saying the animal's name, then of course they're going to come because they're like, oh yeah, it's time to eat.
You know? Yeah. Cause I would, sometimes I'll call George Michael and I've done that where I'm like, and the dog knows what I'm talking to him.
Yeah. The dog gets it. I hope we don't lose listeners over this comparison between cats and dogs. Yeah. Any cat lovers out there, I didn't mean to offend.
I think the cats are cool, man.
Some people are into cats because of the aloofness, you know, like aloof, you don't have them like begging you all the time for treats. Like they'll just go off and, you know, eat a bird or whatever.
No, if I had a cat, I want to get blessed with one of the cats that always wants to hang out on my chest. You know,
they like a warm spot. They like they like the heartbeat because they're like hoping it stops.
Just, well, that, there is truth
there
to that.
Sucking your life force out of your mouth.
Well, there was that story about that cat at a retirement home that like would know when people were going to pass and then would hang out with the person until they passed. They would like, if the cat showed up in your room and hung out with you,
yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I'm not dying today. Get that cat out of here.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Okay. So. Those were the, what do you call them? The warm-up
questions.
Now we're all so warm. Things are getting hot. We're going to break down your name one part at a time, starting with the first name. So how do you feel about the name Morgan?
I like the name Morgan. I've grown to really like it. You know, it means morning in German. From what I understand, my father wanted to name me Morgan. My mother wanted to name me Jay, J-A-Y, and they just put them together. And it's weird because they're both immigrants, and they picked names that don't even exist in their own countries. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know what that was about, but
they just wanted to, you know, establish you as American. Why?
I guess so. If you saw my resume and you saw Morgan instead of like Di Giacomo Venticinque or something like that, you know, they'd be like, oh, this guy's just, he's not too ethnic. He's not going to like try to make a pizza at this, this work environment or something.
Why is this guy? Why didn't he bring some dough in here?
Why does he keep gesturing with his hands so much? So,
Who is this Mario he keeps talking about? Easy to spell and understand, Morgan, right? Yeah. You got that going for you.
Well, you know, I think I'm, you know, but when I moved to LA, I dropped my last name completely and I just go with my first and middle name. I remember when the first guy who ever took my headshots, I got headshots done at like 18 because I was going to theater school. So I had to like, it's different. Anyway, but he said I should change my name to JP Morgan. And I thought that was weird because obviously there's a bank and there was already like a, do you remember the Gong Show?
Yeah.
And there was a woman on that show named JP Morgan. So
yeah,
I don't know why he thought of that. I didn't do it. Obviously I thought it was an odd, I'm not going to listen to this guy I just met, you know, change my name to JP Morgan. I don't know. So I
mean, she was a fun lady.
From what I understand, she was a great lady.
It out there. Yeah. She was really, she's really fun. She was like the Brent Summers of Gong Show.
Yeah.
Like there all the time and just like super, like just real sassy.
Yeah.
But that would be a weird ass name for you. Weird suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be, might as well suggest that you just go by Captain Morgan.
I mean, I could have done that too. I mean, you know, or Mr. Tomato.
who wouldn't be intrigued? Our next performer is called Mr. Tomato, especially if he had nothing to do with tomatoes at all.
Yeah, like nothing, like just the name. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh my God. Doesn't even wear red. Like he's just Mr. Tomato.
Yeah. One time I came from a Halloween party, like before Halloween, and I'm a big Trekkie, and I was dressed as a Star Trek captain, but I got a last minute spot that night. So I went straight from the party to the show, and I went on stage dressed as the Star Trek. It was like a Halloween party, like in summer. They were doing some stupid, so I did the show and I made no reference to the outfit at all. I didn't say anything about it. I did the whole set that I would normally do, just dress like that. I didn't say anything. And I like that. I like that. I did that.
It's always fun to do those things, but it's a real psychological game. As a comedian, when you're on stage, like anything that sticks out in any way, anything unusual,
it
should be fought. Yeah. It's like fodder for like, you're going to start talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're somebody who goes out there like a robot and just says prepared material. Morgan is also, that is the tricky part, is that just Morgan can be is often a last name as well.
That's right.
Yeah, so you didn't toy with being Jay Morgan?
No, but people call me that all the time. And I think it's because like what you just said, Morgan sometimes is a last name and they just assume it's the last name. So I get called Jay Morgan so much to the point where I'm like, maybe I should go by that. I don't know. It happens more than you'd think.
I know, because Douglas being my first name, I'll often get like in situations where it like says, you know, last name first and then a comma or like even an ID or whatever, somebody will look at it and they'll call me Mr. Douglas because Douglas
that is makes sense. Last name. Yeah. And Benson Douglas sounds kind of like a name too.
That sounds like I'm two guys having a debate.
It's like a law firm. That's a law firm. Benson and Douglas.
Yeah. Been in a car accident? We're injury attorneys. Benson and Douglas.
Yeah.
We're on your side. And on top of it.
There's actually a law firm when I tour that I see billboards for all the time. I think it's in the South, and they're called Morgan and Morgan, or they're Morgan and Morgan or Morgan.
Yeah,
Morgan and Morgan.
You're right.
You know what I'm talking about? You see billboards. I feel like it's somewhere around Atlanta. I could be wrong about that.
No, I definitely have seen that. I've seen Morgan and Morgan. Okay, so that's how it shook out, is that they gave you two great first names as your first and middle name. But even the J, do some people sometimes when they just hear it, think it's like the last, and you know, that it's just an initial.
They do.
Like,
yeah,
some of those people.
So I got to be like J-A-Y when I mention the website or something, so people know, because they'll just put morganj.com, which maybe I should have just done that. I don't know. Or I should have just named the website comedianwithguitar.com, because they'll just Google that. You know,
I mean, then you get, you know, you get a lot of action from just any idiot who wants to look up comedian with guitar.
No, but truly, I think there was actually some story about John Mulaney's new special, Baby J. Like, if you Google Baby J, something, I don't know, something about that. It's like, it's always the first thing that pops up, or I don't know. There's a story behind why he chose Baby J. Could be wrong. I thought it was like a
there's
Googling
gotta
thing.
Be. He's not going to do a whole special and then the title doesn't have anything to do with it.
Very funny special, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
He should do comedy. He's doing yeah. Well.
Stick with it. I tell him whenever I see him. I'm like, just hang in there. I mean, he's a guy that, like, you know, the first time I met him, he was already sober early 20s. He'd already gone through so much that he was, you know, sober and didn't drink. So when I first knew him, like, I was always high and wanted to get high, and me and the other comics would go get high. I always felt bad that he was sort of like, you know, sober guy and didn't get involved. And then who could have seen it coming that he would, with all his success and everything, he still had a massive relapse. Like, that's what a lot of the special's about, right?
Oh, yeah. He talks a lot about it. I was pretty surprised when I heard, like, in the first 10 minutes, like, the amount of drugs he had on him when he was had his intervention. Yeah. It's pretty nuts. No, I met him at crazy. This comedy. I met him at Comics when it was open in New York City.
Right.
And I briefly just spoke to him, and he was sober at the time. So he's a nice guy. Yeah. He was like 20, so nice. 25. So it was really fun.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to get through this. We got a few minutes left to discuss. So that makes your showbiz initials are just MJ, like, because you don't technically have them. You didn't give yourself a middle name when you decided to just go with Morgan J.
Right.
That could have been fun, giving you
your own middle name,
or maybe another initial, or would that get too weird?
I think I liked, like, MJ
Morgan
being
Morgan
JP. I like my name being associated with Michael Jordan. Definitely. I like that.
Oh, that is MJ, nice.
Or Michael Jackson. Two great people. Obviously, Michael Jackson.
Mary Jane.
A little bit of controversy. Yeah, Mary Jane. MJ. MJ from freaking Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You know what I mean?
MJ is very strong. It's very
MJ strong.
Strong.
Yeah,
but in real life, behind the scenes,
oh boy,
you're an MV.
That's right, MJV. In fact,
MJV.
In fact,
sounds all right, I guess. But you know, we don't need to use our initials that often. But let's do the. You've mentioned it earlier, and I'm not going to try to say it because I thought I knew how to pronounce your last name. I came into this cocky, and then you said it, and I was like, "Damn." So say it again. Your last name, technically your real last name is
25.
And you didn't do any like legal changes, right? You just don't.
I just don't say the last. I still do Morgan 25 on checks, and it's like registered under.
So you still have to spell it.
Yeah.
You still have to spell it for people.
Yep.
Sometimes. And that must be a nightmare.
Yes,
because you know what I mean? Because as you're writing it down, you're like, really? These are all these letters? Like, it's really, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, it's my dad. Why would anybody know? My dad was born in Sicily. It's like, and 25 means 25 in Italian.
Oh, I thought it just was the largest cup you could get at Starbucks.
I get that all the time.
Venticinque, please.
There was a guy who used to call me Morgan Venticino or Venticino or something. That's the thing. When I was doing stand-up in New York, there were certain shows, and there was all these alt rooms, and there was shows where some people would not even attempt to say it. There was this one guy I always remembered. He would bring me on stage with so much energy, but to the point where, like, he would distort the last name so he wouldn't actually have to say it. So he'd be like, "Welcome to the Sage Morning, Venezuela!" You know, and he would never say it. He would just mouth it. So when I decided to move to LA,
that's a great solution to that problem.
Oh yeah, if you just say it loud enough, or you tell him to start making some noise, like, "Guys, come on, start clapping it up, clapping it up. Welcome, Morgan." Like, you can't even hear it. So when I moved to LA, I was like, you know what? You know who gives me shit, surprisingly? If, I don't know if you know Sean Patton. I haven't spoken to Sean Patton in a while. Yeah. He's a really funny. He knew me when I was Morgan Venticinque, and he always addresses me that way when I have seen him.
Yeah, I could see that. He's so, I could see him being like, "Hey, Venticinque."
Yeah.
Knowing that, it's like it's having something over you, you know?
Yeah, but I just thought, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be as funny or as famous as Zach Galifianakis and force people to know my last name and how to say it. So I was like, let me just do this. It's three syllables. And I really have this assumption, which has been confirmed to me by friends who work in casting, where they'll be like, sometimes if they're in between like two actors, it could literally come down to something as simple as, well, this guy's name is shorter and it's just going to be easier to type in all the calls. This is going to be easier.
It's wow.
No, really. I don't have to.
Yeah,
know.
No, it's on that person with the crazier name to blow them away so that they just put up with the crazy name.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's going to make their life easier.
No, really. And so when I moved to LA, I just was like, I'm just going to buy Morgan J. It was weird for me at first to go by that. You know, also my dad had a stage name. He changed his name too. So
he made up Venticinque?
No. So his real name is Gaetano Venticinque. But when he moved to Argentina, he changed it to Ricardo. Well, his stage name was Ricardo Roda. Ricardo Roda! Ricardo Roda! And
like
it kind of sounds
so sad.
Yeah, no, it rolls off the tongue and it sounds better. Which, by the way, I've noticed in a lot of comic books, all the names are like alliteration. Stephen Strange, Peter Parker. They're all like that. There's more Clark I can't Kent. Think of right now, yeah. But they're all kind of
Clark Kent.
They all have this. Yeah, Bruce Wayne, I guess, isn't. But you know, but you'll notice that they're all like three, at most three syllables, really. You know, or they roll off the tongue.
But the same letter at the beginning of each, the alliteration is really, it's really a comic booky kind of thing. But it does help you to. The names are more memorable when they're like that. But in real life, when somebody. You know, like if my parents named me Benjamin, I would have kicked them in the nuts, you know, because, you know, Benjamin Benson, get out of here. You know, like that kind of shit I don't care for.
Yeah,
because it's a human being. But if it's a comic book character that we're supposed to remember, then those names are fun.
Yeah. Even the guy what's the guy's name who plays Flash? Isn't his name alliteration too?
Oh, Barry.
Gordon?
No, Barry.
Oh, no, it's not Barry.
Well, there's another one, though, I think.
There's a bunch. There is a handful of them. I know I didn't give enough examples, but there are a lot of them.
No, it
does. Another odd thing about superhero names is how many are hyphenated, and you don't even like Spider-Man, Ant-Man. There's a bunch out there.
I thought of another one. Rocket Raccoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 100%.
Yeah. All right. So, congratulations on all of your success hiding from not using your actual last name. I think it's working out for you. I think you did the right thing. Have you ever, like, just out in the wild run into another Venticinque?
I personally have not. However, because our name, this last name, is so unique, I was doing some Googling. And there is a whole website called weare25.com that go into the history of the name. And let me see if I could find it real quick. The mystery. Okay. Sometime in the not so distant past, a group of 25 men in poverty-stricken Sicily shared an experience so intense that they were given the name Venticinque, literally the Italian word for 25. What happened exactly is where the mystery enters. And then it's just like this whole, and apparently in America, there's only about 200 of us in the US. And this website like aims to just find out what happened to all of us. You know.
So are you mentioned on the website?
I am. They don't mention people by name. I just kind of gave this, the woman who's doing the project. It's like a passion project. She's just like a, she's like a social worker. She just like does, and her last name is Venticinque. And I think she just does it for, oh, she's a photographer in a documentary. All right. My bad. That's very far from a social worker. And yeah, she just,
still probably likes taking pictures of other Venticinques.
She does, and she's done that. We have. I told her I'm going to be in Minnesota. I'll be headlining at Minnesota, and I said, "Come to the show, and we'll like link up and talk, and probably do some photos and stuff." So, but it's very cool of her to do that because I never do anything because my dad died when I was so young. I didn't really get a lot of insight into the last name, really. So.
Well, everybody should. I'll both of those links that you shared with me during the show today. I'll try to put them up on the Wide World of Doug's.
Yeah, I'll pop it over here. Yeah,
over. Yeah, there you go. I'll try to put it on the old.
Could you hook up with? I was asking this question. Could you hook up with somebody that had the same first name as you? Well, if it was a unisex name, I'm sorry.
That would be
Duggarita.
You know, like an Andy with a Y, with an Andy with an I.
Yeah, because
I don't see why not. If the attraction's there, that shouldn't be something to hold you back. Cause it's just some label somebody gave you when you were born.
I don't think I could say the name in the throes of passion, though.
Yeah, right. I have a cousin. Her name is Erin with an E-R-I-N, and her husband's name is Aaron with an A-A-R-O-N.
That's a little weird. Plus, I've seen. I just heard about two guys that are friends, and they spell Erin like two different ways. And it's like, okay, well, if you guys are into it, but us two Dougs, we spell it the same. You've been a terrific guest.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Morgan J. Venticinque. And we'd like you to, we're not promoting any TV or movie stuff right now. let's talk about your socials and when, you say you're going out on tour soon, right?
Yeah. So if you guys go to MorganJ.com, you're going to see my new comedy special right at the top. We released it about 2.5 months ago on YouTube. And then starting in September, we are doing a 30 city tour between September and mid November. I'll be zigzagging across America. First stop is New York at the Sony Hall Theater. And I'm very excited. It's going to be my first theater ever. And so I'm excited to do that.
Nice.
Yeah. Small theater. Very nothing cool. crazy. Nothing crazy. Very small theater. On a Tuesday.
All right.
You know?
What do you got going on, Doug? I'm going to be in Austin in October, by the way, Doug. So let's talk later about if you can come do a set on my show. But what do you got coming up?
I will be at the South Austin Comedy Club on the 22nd. And that's where I'm going to be starting a monthly show in Austin at the South Austin Comedy Club. Very soon I'll have more details, hopefully next episode. And then,
when is that? When are you going to start doing that in Austin?
It's looking like next month, but we still got to hammer out some details, make sure it's all good to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, for starters, don't get a hammer involved with it, because that's you don't need a blunt instrument like that just to figure out the details. Douglas Movies is at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on Sunday, August 20th at 4:20, and at the Improv in Brea, California on August 31st. And got a few more dates trickling in. Austin, Texas coming up, like I said, in October. All of my dates are at Douglas Movies www.thewaywe.com. And Morgan, the way we end each episode is also by saying that what the title of the episode is going to be, and it's usually some sort of pun involving the name Doug. And so thank you for being a guest, and I hope you like the title I chose.
Okay.
Well, you can maybe you could sing it right after I say it.
Absolutely.
All right, as always. Venti Doug.
That was the world, the wide world of Doug's. This episode was called Venti Doug's, and we'll see you next time, wide world of Doug's.
Got it.